His Kids is being brought to you by His Kids Ministry.
Look to the Lord in His strength. Seek His face always.
When all I see is the battle, you see my victory. When all I see is the mountain, you see a mountain moved. And as I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe. My head's lifted high, oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet, I sing through the night, oh God, the battle belongs to you. And if you are for me, who can be against me? Yeah. For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you.
Welcome, kicking off today's show. Hi, everybody. I'm John Penio. Welcome to His Kids Ministries Music Outreach Program as we continue to bring the hope of our Lord Jesus through His Word and His music. Let's go to God's Word today. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Let's pick it up at verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord.
Go to the late Carmen right now, and this is a song that he wrote back in 1993 called America Again. And I'll tell you what, this is still so prevalent right here in 2024.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay, names synonymous with the spirit of our country, founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since "Give me liberty or give me death," Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead, you need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, could literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, we've staked our future and our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the Word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, you can't have national morality apart from religious principle, and it's true. Because right now we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zones we call public schools. In the 40s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 90s, rape and murder are the trend. The only way this nation can even hope to last this decade is put God in America again.
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say, we need God in America again.
Abe Lincoln said, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. So when you eliminate the Word of God from the classroom and politics, you eliminate the nation that Word protects. America is now number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime, number one in illiteracy, drug use, and divorce. Every day a new Holocaust of 5,000 unborn die, while pornography floods our streets like open sewers. America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah vexes us all. When it gets to the point where people would rather come out of the closet than clean it, it's the sign that judgment of God is gonna fall. If there's ever been a time to rise up, church, it's now. And as the blood-bought saints of the living God proclaim, that it's time to sound the alarm from the church house to the White House and say, we want God in America again. I believe it's time, America, to stand up and proclaim that one nation under God is our demand. And send this evil lifestyle back to Satan where it came from. And let the Word of God revive our dying land. For Jesus Christ is coming back again in all His glory, and every eye shall see Him on that day. That's why a new anointing of God's power is coming on us, to boldly tell the world you must be saved. Because astrology won't save you, your horoscope won't save you. The Bible says these things are all a farce. If you're born again, you don't need to look to the stars for your answers, because you can look to the very one who made those stars. History tells us time and time again, to live like there's no God makes you a fool. If you want to see kids live right, stop handing out condoms and start handing out the Word of God in schools. The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say we need God in America again. I know the only hope for America.
Once again, that was the late Carmen and his song, America Again. And some of his lyrics go like this. The only hope in America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. We need God in America again. I believe it's time for America to stand up and proclaim that one nation under God is our demand. So I could go on and read more lyrics from the late Carmen, but we know that we have to put our hope and trust in Jesus. Our God is still on the throne, amen? So again, keep your hope, keep your trust in Jesus, and above all else, keep praying, amen.
Inside my mind, I try to keep you safely in between the lines. I try to put you in the box that I've designed. I try to pull you down so we are eye to eye. When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? I try to take life back right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all? When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? Still I run ahead and think I'm strong enough when you're the one who made me from that dust. When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? I try to take
questions I can't answer. I'm paralyzed by what I don't know. Doubt holds me hostage and won't let go. Breathe out, breathe in, raise my hands and remember. You're the one who makes mountains move. Stars will not shine unless you tell them to. Tell them to conquer the grave to make all things new.
tell me I'm not the man I once knew. 'Cause I still feel so undeserving. What could you see in someone like me? Breathe out, breathe in, raise my head's air, surrender. You're the one, you're the one who makes mountains move. Stars will not shine unless you tear them to, tear them to. Conquer the grave to make all things new. So who am I? And is and will always be. Holy, holy, you are God Almighty. You are my song, you are my hope, my strength. Holy, holy.
Yeah, mercy me to not worship you. All right, let's go south of Boston right now with my friend Rich O'Reilly. Here we go with All I Need Is Jesus.
He was blessed to be born in a nation of wealth. Money for cars and houses and nail. Worked every day with a body that was able. And three times a day there was food on the table. On the table. Was the American dream, but his heart still betrayed him, or so it would seem. As the world cried out, you need more, you need more. Charity showed families starving and poor. He cried out to God, I'm not a world pleaser. Give it to them. All I need is Jesus. All I need is Jesus. Yet struggling to cope when it all seems
whistled for him. He would give anything for one good night's sleep. He would give up the luxuries for one night of peace. He cried out to God, I'm not a well pleaser. Take it away. All I need is Jesus. All I need is Jesus. One day he awoke with a fresh pair of eyes, praising the Lord as he looked to the sky. He saw that the world was all about pleasure, but his heart was in heaven where he stored up his treasure. He cried out to God, I'm not a world pleaser. Take it away. All I need is Jesus. He cried out to God, I'm not a world pleaser. I want all that you have. All I need is Jesus. All I need is Jesus.
Slusher's own, which Riley, all I need is Jesus. That's right, all we need is Jesus. And let's remember during these crazy times that the Lord is near, and do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's right. Put all your faith in Jesus. Amen.
Single day of darkness, holding out for morning light. There's a river that delivers me to freedom, and the current of His mercy brings restoration. If my wounds could tell one story, let it be a testimony that You don't leave me where I've been. If this is healing, let it begin. For my highest low, for my frail ego, all the breaking and the mending, all the seeds that I had sown, for the dreams that I've cried, for the weakness that bears witness to the grace that You see.
did it begin?
Yeah, Big Daddy Weave with Let It Begin. All right, let's go to CC Winans right here on His Kids.
I wish I could tell you, wish I could describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There aren't enough colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, He is merciful.
Reggie's Oil Company, located in Quincy, family-owned and operated since 1950. Reggie's Oil Company also offers 24-hour service. Reggie's Oil Company, 617-471-2095 or at reggiesoil.com. My sincere thanks to Reggie's Oil Company for being a faithful sponsor of His Kids Ministry since 1995.
Needs the only thing that lasts.
Let's go to God's Word today with Nicole.
Thanks for joining us for His Kids Music Program. This afternoon, I'm reading from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. And what I have found in my life during those times that I've needed direction, and I have acknowledged God, and I've said, God, I'm asking for your direction, or I'm asking for your direction regarding my life, regarding this certain thing, that as I acknowledge Him, this scripture tells me that He will direct my paths. But what I have found is that as He has given me direction on what to do, that often requires trusting Him with all my heart and not leaning on my own understanding. Because sometimes the direction that God gives us or the road that He calls us to go on doesn't make any sense to our mind. It's almost like, God, am I hearing from you? Because this doesn't make sense. But the important thing is, in those times, to know that if you know that it's God definitely directing you in a certain way and it doesn't make sense, do it anyway. If you know it's God, do it anyway. I'll never forget a quote that I heard, follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit and do what you know He is calling you to do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. And if you're afraid of maybe stepping out and going in the wrong direction, know that the Holy Spirit is right there to get you back on track. Stay sensitive to what He may be telling you, and He is always with you to guide you and direct you and lead you in the way that you should go. He is faithful. He has a plan for your life. And He wants that plan for your life to come to pass even more than you do. Trust Him today. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you so much, Nicole. All right, here is Brandon Heath.
Wouldn't it be great if there was an answer, a quench for the heart, a cure for cancer, holding us close like a tiny dancer, with plenty of love for everyone? Wouldn't it be cool if we had a direct line straight to the top? We could call any time, whatever the reason or inclination, with no hesitation. If only there was somebody watching over us. He does. Oh, by the way, he was. He is, he was. What if it was true? Knows you more than you. He does. Oh, by the way, he does. He lives, he loves. What did Jesus say? Oh, by the way, he does. Christ, it was a love unconditional. Maybe our condition wasn't so critical. That's our politicians, that's our political. They don't wear miracles, but
He does.
Oh, by the way, he does. He is, he was.
What if it was true? Knows you more than you.
He does. Oh, by the way, he does. He lives, he loves.
What did Jesus say?
Oh, by the way, he knows us. He sees us. There ain't no one love me like Jesus. Found me in the night, brought me to the light. I'm not who I was, no one loves me like He does. He does. Oh, by the way, He is, He was.
What if it was true? Knows you more than you.
He does.
George Washington Toma TV and Appliance family-owned and operated since 1953. George Washington Toma, located in Jackson Square, East Weymouth, and 5 Westgate Drive in Brockton. More information is available at gwtoma.com.
My sincere thanks to George Washington Toma TV and Appliance for being a faithful sponsor of His Kids since 1994.
Insurance Agency, providing life, auto, home, and business insurance since 1979. If you would like more information, you can reach them at 781-293-6376 or hanseninsurance.com.
My sincere thanks to Hanson Insurance Agency for being a faithful sponsor of His Kids Ministry since 1995.
If I'm only here to tell you one story, it's that God can work anything for good. The way that He writes it is glory to glory, page for page, no matter how it looks. If you need a highway through the sea, your mountain to be moved, He did it for me. He can do it for you. He's the God of endless miracles. Ain't nothing He can't do. He did it for me. He can do it for you. I know you've been asking, hoping and praying that somehow He can make the wrong things right. gonna do it for you.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God is madly in love with you. This is your day. This is your opportunity to come to Jesus. The Bible says if you come to him, he will in no way cast you out. Everyone is welcome to him. It doesn't matter what race you're from. It doesn't matter what background you have. It doesn't matter how you grew up. It doesn't matter what religious experience you've had. You need Jesus. Now's the time to come to him and give your all to him. You see, God is in love with you. And his love is not a feeling, it's not a philosophy, it is a person. His name is Jesus. Won't you pray this prayer after me? If you've never been born again, the Bible says unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you've never been born again, pray this prayer. If perhaps you've been born again, but you've been away from the Lord, you've been backslidden, you've been walking away from him, come back to him now. Today's your day. Make your decision to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. Pray this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I invite Jesus Christ to come into my life, to be my Lord, to be my Savior. I believe he died for my sins. I believe he rose from the dead. I believe he is the living God. I believe he is the loving God. And now I invite him to be my loving Father. I invite him to be my Savior, and I confess he is my Lord. I turn away from a life of sin. I turn away from a life of selfishness. And Jesus Christ is now my Lord and my Savior. I'm yours, Lord. From this day forward, I will sit at your feet, and you will be my King. I submit my life to your loving Lordship in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, it's time to move forward with God now. It's time to give your life completely to him. Begin to read your Bible and begin to pray and begin to get around godly, on fire Christians that are serving God in a healthy, strong church that's teaching the Word of God, 100% the uncompromising Word of God. God bless you. Your life will never, ever be the same again.
From my head into my heart. When I made my mistakes. There I can know in my soul how amazing was grace. You brought me blessings out of a tragedy. You turned my old song into a symphony. And with your spirit living inside of me, I'm a new creation.
Thank you so much for tuning in today as we celebrate our 33rd year of broadcasting His Kids Ministries Music Outreach Program. And remember, Jesus loves you.
His Kids has been brought to you by His Kids Ministry.